Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. And today I will be joined by former dirt track driver turned ARCA Menards Series driver, Alex Club. We will also hear from Cole Queensland from Deer Creek Speedway, Kevin Long from Kossuth County Speedway, and Corey Lundy from Napa Auto Parts, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Are you ready to take your flavor game to the next level? Reach for the award-winning sauces and seasonings from Cookies, our flavor enhancer all-purpose seasoning and rub is a popular combination of spices that's delicious in marinades, on meats, and anything that needs a flavor kick. And don't forget about our full line of sauce, including our Korean barbecue sauce. It's the one that puts an Asian twist on some of our favorites like chicken wings, pork, seafood, and more. Get game-changing recipes at cookiesbbq.com, and remember, smart cookies use cookies. Never
know how. Let's cut to the chase. Get 10% off Napa Auto Parts lawn and garden batteries all month. Already competitively priced, now with an extra 10% off, so you can get back to the cutting, which never seems to stop in spring. With advanced protective deep pocket envelope separators, Napa lawn and garden batteries deliver dependable starting power, so you can mow and go with confidence, and when it's time to store it for the winter, it'll be ready to fire up next season. Just like those dandelions. Offers valid at participating stores through April 30th. Restrictions may apply. See store for details.
Maximize your egg door clearance. Hi, this is Kelly at Powerlift Doors by French Manufacturing. Get the full use of the height and width of your current opening every single time, ensuring easy, stress-free passage for your biggest combines and tractors. Choose Minnesota-made, high-quality Powerlift Doors. See powerliftdoors.com or call 507-374-9306.
A farmer knows every inch of his farm. What worked for someone else may not work for you. That's where the Coles Electric Ag Electricians excel. Whether you need wires trenched underground or power to a remote area of your property, the professionals at Coles Electric have the equipment and knowledge to get the job done quickly and correctly, providing 24-hour emergency service as well. When you're down, it's costing you money. See ColesElectric.com or call 507-451-1387.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force Load Machines and develop the Ultra Force Suspension Software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at weirsmachine.com, ultraforcetech.com, and the all-new circletrackapp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
This is Justin Melke from Melke Oil Company, this region's premier VP race fuel dealer, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by the Morris Missile, Alex Club. And Alex, let's go back to last summer. Over the past 10 or 12 years, I've had the opportunity to host live on-air radio remotes from the Menards stores in the metro area with the stars and cars of ARCA Racing. Last year, I got to hang out with you in Burnsville. First of all, thank you. I thoroughly enjoyed hanging out with you. What a great opportunity at the tracks prior to the races, during the intermission, when they have drivers meet and greets, when they have events like this, to get close and personal with the drivers so yourself, your son, or your grandkids have someone to cheer for.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. Every time we go up to Minnesota in Elko, it's a lot of fun being up there. It's a lot of fun going to the Menards. It's a lot of fun at the track with the autograph session they do. We get to meet and see a lot of awesome people.
We were very happy to have you at Elko Speedway last summer, but I know our conversation on Friday night, I don't think your Saturday went quite the way you had planned when you were up here, and that sucks when you tow all the way up here to Minnesota.
Yeah, it didn't go quite the way we wanted to, but, you know, we got a little bit of crash damage and had to ride around so the car didn't overheat, but we still ended up with a top 10. We were, I think, about 10 laps down, but it was bittersweet, but we were happy, you know. It just, every time we think we're going to have a good run, something kind of takes it away, so it's discouraging, but we, keep trying and keep getting speed, so that's the nice thing about it.
And we discussed a little bit that night about how important it is to get a top 10 because you need to be up there in the points because of the money, and also you want to be there at the end of the series to get some points championship money as well.
Yep, every race, every point's important. We ended up missing fifth in driver's points by 1 point last year, so we just needed a couple things to go our way a little bit better, and we'd have been right there in fifth and been on the stage in Charlotte, but things happen, and it didn't play out, but, you know, we worked hard all year and ended up sixth in driver points, 10th in owner's points. So, every year we just keep trying to get closer and closer with everything.
You started your racing career in karts like many other drivers I've had on the Dirt Show over the years. Memories of your karting career?
It was awesome. That was, I started out in a go-kart when I was 4. That was in the backyard, and I got to actually do my first race when I was 8 years old. So, the very first time I was on the track, I was waving to my family in the stands and everything. They just had a little itty-bitty stands at Jules Raceway in Wilmington, Illinois. And, I almost missed the first corner. I was so excited just to wave to everybody. And, that really shaped me and got my driving habits good. And at a young age, I ran go-karts till I was 13 or 14, and then hopped into running four-cylinder cars and stuff like that. But yeah, I had a great time racing go-karts, getting ready to get my son in one here before too long. He's 5. So, the go-karts are a great place for people to start and learn as kids and even young adults.
One of the things many drivers have mentioned is in karting, you figure out to be smooth and consistent and slowly catch up to the leaders, because if you can get up there without wrecking your equipment, you got a shot.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And with the go-karts, too, there's no suspension on them, so you have to be very smooth. Otherwise, you spin out, you bobble, you lose spots. So it's a very big discipline, and a lot of the go-karts are a momentum thing. So, as people get into the higher ranks with stuff, we're not seeing the high horsepower like we used to, so it kind of plays into, a go-kart racer's hands, because the racing we're seeing now is more of a rhythm, be smooth versus lots of power. So at the upper levels in NASCAR and all that, you're more like a go-kart with everything. You try to run them flat out on the mile and a halfs and the big tracks. So it translates over pretty good.
Your dad has been a major supporter of your racing career. What are your earliest memories of hanging out with Dad and racing?
Oh, yeah. Dad's big time with it. He loves it. He started racing in the 80s. I was born in 91. I think probably 92 or 93, I was in the garage doing whatever I could once I could walk, and was at the races in 92. So, I wasn't even 6 months old. I was at my first race. But Dad, liked the vision that I had with all this and trying to get it together. And a few years ago, he was able to quit his job and actually work full time for me doing this. So, he takes care of the cars and he's crew chief at the races. He's got the CDL, so he drives our hauler to the track. So, he took a pay cut to do this, which isn't always the best, but I think he likes doing it just as much as I do. So it's a blessing to have him with me and along for the journey doing this.
Morris, Illinois, your hometown. Are there a lot of race drivers in your area and tracks nearby?
There's not a ton of racers here in Morris, but we do have Grundy County Speedway, which is, I think, 2 miles north of Morris. So it's a great place to learn and race, and I've turned a lot of laps there, won a lot of races there. Unfortunately, racing as a whole, though, it's gotten so expensive, and it's just out of reach for a lot of people. Even the beginner classes are super expensive now. So you're seeing less and less people race, where back in the early 2000s and in the 90s, you would have tons of cars in every class. Now, you know, even Grundy is struggling to find car count. So it's kind of a bummer to see, but, you know, people have to be able to eat before they can race. So it's rough for everybody.
I watched some videos on Grundy County Speedway. What's the fast way to get around that place?
That's just like any oval. You know, you want to be up by the wall down the straightaways and right on the bottom getting around it. They've put a product down kind of like the PJ1 that NASCAR uses. So they do actually have a second groove now. So there's been guys in mid-ams and late models and street stocks that they've been able to get that second groove to really work and make passes on the outside. So it makes for some really, really awesome racing. But it's just like your typical short track. You want to be right around the bottom, but that PJ1 or whatever traction compound they're using, it really works good to get that second groove working.
How did you meet Ashley, and was she a race fan right from the start?
So we met, I think the very first time we met was at the go-kart track when we were young kids. And then we started dating in eighth grade, and we dated all through high school. And we got engaged in 2013 and married in 2016. She liked racing back in the day, but she thought that it would be something I would grow out of. So she's not quite as fond of it now with all the traveling and everything, but I think she understands that it's my passion. So she kind of puts up with it. May 9th, we'll be together 20 years, and we haven't killed each other or got a divorce yet. So I think we're doing pretty good.
The picture of the dirt modified in your shop back in 2015, was that your car or your dad's?
Yep, that was my car. I bought a 2009 Ferris Racing Products FRP chassis. We got it in 2014. We did a little bit of playing with it in 14, and then we tried to do some more serious stuff in 15, and we weren't really having the results we wanted, so I ended up actually getting an opportunity to run an ARCA car in 2015, and from then on, I just kind of put all my eggs in that basket and decided that was the route I wanted to go.
You know what they say, work hard and play hard. You own Alex Club Lawn Care Service. That is not an easy job. And the other thing, it requires a ton of equipment maintenance, so you obviously know your way around a set of wrenches.
Yeah, it's kind of a blessing and a curse. So I'm a third-generation landscaper. My grandpa started a business, and then my uncle took that over. I worked for my uncle, and then I ended up starting my own back in 2013. It's a very, very strenuous, hard job, but it's awesome to make people happy with their landscape. So, you know, we do everything from brickwork to full landscape installs, mulch, rock. We also do tree service, so we take down trees for people, and we also do snow removal in the winter. So we're busy year-round with it, and we got six good employees that work for us, and, you know, we just do as much as we can. And like you say, you got to be mechanically inclined because we have a lot of equipment that we have to keep going, from bobcats to tractors to zero-turn mowers and leaf blowers, all that stuff. So it's almost a full-time job just keeping equipment going, but we manage.
Speaking of full-time job, talking to you up in Burnsville last summer, not only do you do the landscaping business, race with ARCA Racing Series, employ your father as your crew chief, you're married, you have a family, sleep's got to be kind of whenever I get around to it?
Yeah, pretty much. It's rough. I kind of tell people that you only live once, so I'm trying to live three lives in one to get everything out of the way before I kick the bucket, so... Yeah, I got a lot of gray hair and a lot of stress, but my wife's wonderful. She's always there for me and the kids, and we just keep plugging along. So it's working. It's a lot of work, but, you know, it's what we've grown up doing is just working. So you figure you got 24 hours in a day. If you work 18 of them, that's pretty good.
The 03 Alex Club ARCA race team is family-owned and operated. No huge race shop, just a two-stall garage behind your house, but you definitely make it work.
Yeah, it's rough. I wish we had more money and everything. We actually were able to acquire a semi last year, or I should say a semi-trailer, and then I got a semi at the end of the year just to get everything down to be where we weren't traveling with two pickup trucks and two trailers. It was just a lot on me and Dad. But yeah, we do everything. It's actually not at my house. I do have a two-car garage at my house. My father has a three-car garage, so we keep three of the cars there and do all the work at Dad's house, and the fourth car stays at my house. So it's just determination, and I tell people I'm just too stupid to quit. So we just keep trucking along, and we do things we really shouldn't be able to do with the budget and the resources we have. But luckily, growing up the way that I grew up and my dad grew up and my mom and everybody, we don't make excuses. We just get stuff done. So whatever the obstacle is, we just figure it out and fix it or do what we can to get to the next race. So it's a lot of work, but we love it.
The real funny irony about the whole thing, if anybody calls in a noise complaint about loud race cars in your backyard, you are also the third ward alderman in Morris, Illinois.
Yep, yeah. So luckily we don't have too much of that because we really don't fire the cars up all that much. We've gotten to the point with everything, if we do, we try to do it during the week, during 8 to 5 work hours. That way we don't disturb anybody. But yeah, I ran for alderman and was elected back in 2019, and I'm in my second term that will end May 1st of next year. So looking to pull a petition again this fall and run for a third term. And I did also run for mayor this last cycle. I lost to the incumbent there. But, you know, just trying to do what I can for the people and everything of our city. So I really, really enjoy where we live and want to see everything grow in the right direction.
You are very open and honest about your opinions and the cost of racing. The breakdown you gave fans on Facebook about what it took to run at Phoenix for one hauler and two cars for the weekend, $23,000. You can't do that without some serious sponsorship help, and that didn't even include all of the little incidentals.
Yeah, it's really tough. We've got some great sponsors, and you know, what we do with our second car is we rent it out to drivers. So, you know, between the purse, which is not what we need it to be, and sponsorship and race rentals, that's what gets us from race to race. So it's very tough. I got a lot of gray hair trying to figure things out, but, you know, there are ways we can cut costs. The big cost that we can cut is tires. So sometimes instead of spending $5,000 or $10,000 on tires for a weekend, we'll spend $500 to $800 and get some scuff sets. And we just do what we can to stay in the game and keep surviving.
Speaking of product, Arrow Racing Wheels is one of the many ARCA Series product sponsors that help provide products for the ARCA teams so that you can keep racing.
Yeah, yeah, they're great. I believe they have a deal with Hoosier, which is owned by Continental Tire, and our tires are made by Hoosier, but they're general branded tires. So, yeah, we have a really great program where we can rent the wheels. I think they're $75 for a short track and $125 for a big track. And then once we turn the wheels back in on damage, we get our deposit back. So that's one of the many things that we have that are cost-saving measures that help us be able to go from race to race.
Also, merchandise sales. That $25 or $30 for a T-shirt goes a long way to funding teams directly. That is a great way for fans to come down after the races and help out their favorite driver by getting some gear.
Yeah, yeah, it's awesome with the fan support we get with that. We just restarted our merchandise this year. We have shirts $35 shipped to you anywhere in the United States, and then there's a little bit of a price increase for out of the United States for international shipping. But yeah, that's one thing. We're going to have shirts at all the tracks that are non-NASCAR tracks that we can sell before the race or after the race for people, and we're going to try to get a lot of club racing fans out there this year.
I seen the new merch. How can listeners look you up and order one of those?
You can find us on Facebook at Club Racing Inc. on Facebook, or you can find us on the World Wide Web at CRI0386.com.
You also race with an all-volunteer pit crew. You have some very dedicated friends.
We have an awesome group. We have some people that just come to the races they can make it to. You know, I've got family in Tennessee. Jeff Phillips, he comes to some races when he can, and my Uncle Bob lives out in Arizona, and he'll usually go to the Phoenix races, and he'll come and help us at Daytona, and then my Uncle John lives in the area here in Illinois, so this year he's actually trying to do all the races with us, and then we have just a great group of guys that are volunteers throughout the year all over the place, and, you know, we wouldn't be able to make it without our University of Northwestern Ohio kids. We get them for the whole year for $250 a kid that gets their hard card, and they come and help us at all the races, and we feed them and get them a place to stay and help them with some gas money. And that's one of the big driving factors that keeps us going and keeps us in business is getting the help from those kids and all the other volunteers that we have.
The ups and downs of racing. When a major sponsor pulls out and you have to make some very tough decisions on whether to go, whether it's one car or two, it's all about the dollars.
Yeah, it's really tough. We had a sponsor that was supposed to be on board with us for Daytona this year, and I think it was maybe a couple weeks before the race, they ended up pulling out. So, you know, we had a $15,000 deal that we lost, and I just decided, hey, we're going to go for a GoFundMe and offer to put everybody's name on the hood of the car, and if they do give us some money, then we'll go ahead and leave them on for the year. And we ended up raising, I think it was a little over $10,000. So it got us to Daytona, and it really helped close the gap. But it's just really hard because you just never know what's coming and what's not coming. And it's just so much money to do this and to try to do it right. It's almost sad sometimes, but you just got to keep plugging away and hoping and praying that the next good thing's coming down the line for you.
Speaking of never knowing what's coming, there are also those unexpected expenses when you had a hauler crash coming home from the races last summer. You were very lucky that nobody got hurt that night.
Yeah, that was really, really bad. You know, we were coming back from Iowa, and I had a buddy with me, and he had been to one other race that year at Daytona. And, you know, I was tired from racing, and we didn't have a real good race. And he said, oh, you know, how about I drive the rest of the way for you, you know, because I was going to go to the zoo with my wife and kids the next day. So I said, yeah. I said, I'll go ahead and sleep the last 2 hours. I said, then I can get up a little earlier and we can get to the zoo earlier. And next thing I knew, I woke up and we were running about 90 in the median. And I woke him up, and the rest is history. He jerked the wheel and we flipped and come across Interstate 80 in Iowa, jackknife backwards with the trailer flipped over. And it was just an absolute disaster. We had damage to the race car, the trailer was destroyed, it totaled my truck, which was also my truck from my lawn care business, so it was just all around just an absolute disaster. But the racing community and people in general just pulled together and helped us out, and we were able to raise the money to get back to the track the next week, and we had a lot of great people to help. We were working 20 hours to get the car back together to go to Watkins Glen that week. So not only do we have to fix a wrecked race car and piece everything together that was destroyed, we also had to turn a wrecked race car into a road course car and get the other car together for our other driver, Casey Carton, to go run. So it was just an absolute nightmare, but thank God we made it through it, and we weren't hurt. Nobody was hurt in the accident, and the racing community came together and helped us out and kept us on our feet and going, and now here we are for another year.
Daytona. What do you remember about your very first trip to Daytona and just the enormity of that place?
So my very first trip there was when I was helping Lyra Motorsports back in 2015. And I was there, and I'm thinking, you know, I'll never get a chance to run here, but it's really cool being here. And then fast forward down the road, we got a team going, and we're racing, and things are going good. And I told my dad, I said, you know, we're going to build a car, and we're going to go there. Because I had done a start and park at Talladega, and just pulling in there with your own car was just absolutely surreal. And I made a mistake because I'd not been there running. I didn't know about the change with spring cups. So I had another guy that was trying to make the race in our other car. So I was able to get spring cups that were the right ones, put them on his car. So I had no practice, and it was a brand new car me and my dad had built from the ground up. And I had to go out and just run the thing wide open for qualifying. So it was insane going out there, not knowing what was going to happen. And luckily, it all worked out. We had a steering issue, and we worked all the way up until the command to start engines, basically. I ran out to do the driver introductions and then ran back to help get the car finished up. And we got it on the grid and went and ran, and we hung out in the back and missed all the wrecks, and we came home eighth that night. So it was amazing. It was absolutely insane, some of the wrecks and carnage I seen. The last lap at Daytona felt like the last scene of Days of Thunder, just watching all the cars wreck and go everywhere and smoke and sparks. But it's a core memory that I'll never forget, that's for sure.
What is it like to turn a lap on that kind of banking at Daytona Raceway? I've heard it takes tremendous speed just to get up off the apron, to get up onto the banking.
Yeah, it takes a lot of speed. And what's weird, so when you go out there, you don't realize how much banking there is because it just feels right. There's a lot of downforce. What's weird is you realize how much banking there is when you go out and you're under yellow and you're doing pace laps before the race, because it feels like you're going to fall out of the car. You're at such a weird angle. Everything just feels all wrong. But when you get in those banks at 160, 170 miles an hour plus, all that goes away and it's just a ton of G-force. But the first couple laps, it'll take your breath away. And then once you get used to it, it's like, well, this feels kind of slow, actually. But it's definitely an experience, that's for sure.
The state of Illinois also has the two remaining one-mile dirt tracks in the United States, Springfield and DeCoin. When I mention these two tracks to you and go into races there to watch the USAC Silver Crown sprint cars, you got the biggest smile on your face, and you said, I just love those tracks. How much fun is it to run your ARCA car on that?
Oh, it's a ton of fun, and I'm a dirt guy. That's my background. That's where I came from. So that was my first real start with Springfield. I absolutely love Springfield and DeCoin. It's one of those places that it's just so special because there's been so many races over the years and just so much history with the series and from USAC and everything that's been there. It's just amazing. So I really enjoy going there every year. I finished eighth. I can't remember if it was this past year or the year before, but I think it was this year we finished eighth there. So, you know, we're marching in the right direction with stuff. I'd really like to get a top five there or even get lucky and pull off a win there, but I know we got some work to do that, but that's the goal. So I'm just happy that they're on the schedule, and I love going there.
You also have some of the best fans in racing. Your fans just love hanging out with you and the crew, and that has to make you feel very special.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. Anywhere we go, we always have people that come up to us, and Menards appearances, we meet new fans, and we even have people that they'll travel just for the Menards appearances just to hang out with us because you don't get that in other series at other places and stuff like that. So we have some of the best fans in racing. It's just amazing the outpouring that we get when we go to Menards and when we have the on-track autograph sessions and you talk to all the people and they tell you, oh, yeah, man, we love everything you're doing. We follow you on social media, all that. And it's just kind of cool. You feel like you're doing it right. And that there's more out there than just pretty blonde girls in racing suits. There's also guys that have raced their whole life that are working hard to be there. And people are seeing that and respecting it. And it's just nice to be a part of it.
What is your favorite short track?
I would say Elko, honestly. I just love it because it's just like Grundy where I'm used to running all the years I ran. And there's nothing better than just beating and banging on a little short track. And we don't go anywhere smaller on the main series, so it's a ton of fun, and I like it. It's 250 laps. I wish it was 3 or 350, but it's just a lot of fun there. Other places I like, Toledo's a fun one that's a short track, but on our schedule, it's definitely Elko. A lot of guys say Bristol. I like Bristol, but Bristol's just one of those hard tracks that you got to try to not tear your stuff up, so it's not as much fun going there as it is going to other places.
Yeah, I just finished reading a book on Darrell Waltrip, and he was very good at Bristol, but he said most drivers did not like that track for that very fact.
Yep. Yeah, it's hard. I mean, if I was in somebody else's stuff and I didn't have to worry about paying for it, it'd be a different story, and you could race differently, but it's just really hard to not get tore up there. I mean, I've been there 3 or 4 times, and one of them I got tore up pretty bad and it was a week of work just to get the car back square, so it can happen easily, so it's fun, but it's not fun at the same time.
What is your favorite big track?
I would say, out of all the big ones, Pocono, because it's just so unique, and I'm really excited that we get to go back there this year. So I actually led my first laps at Pocono, so it was under yellow. We didn't have tires, so we stayed out and restarted from the pole, but it was fun, and we were running lead lap there for a long time, so I really like Pocono. I'm excited to go back and can't wait to see how we do this year with some better equipment.
What are your goals for the 2026 season?
I would like to get about 5 top 10s and finish 5th in driver points and top 10 in owner's points. That would be the perfect season for me. But so far, we're 0-5 on the top 10s, so haven't got one in the first two. We had a piece of metal go through the radiator at Daytona, and Phoenix, we just did what we could. I think we were 22nd there, so we just got to keep plugging away, and all the changes and stuff is going to eventually work out and pay off, hopefully.
Who are your major sponsors on the car right now?
We've got Race Parts Liquidators, Drop the Hammer Auctions, Area 51 Racing Podcast, and Yavapai Balagas are our main sponsors right now. They do a lot for us and help us out with everything.
Alex, it was a blast hanging out with you last summer. I've looked forward to this interview all winter long. Good luck the rest of the 2026 racing season. I will be keeping an eye on you so you do get that top five in points and get those top 10 finishes. And thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, and I hope we'll see you when we're up in Minnesota again.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, call 455-3524.
Aero Race Wheels is a leading manufacturer of high-quality steel racing wheels for both dirt and asphalt racing. Aero Racing Wheels are built right here at our headquarters in Estherville, Iowa. This U.S. company's premium race wheels have been designed to put drivers on the top of the podiums for over 30 years. You can't get any more American than that. See AeroRaceWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Foamcraft Packaging is a small family-owned company and has been in business since 1988. Hi, I'm Donna Ayers and I own Foamcraft along with my husband Bob. We specialize in quality, affordable custom foam and wood packaging. Let our professional staff of designers, engineers, and manufacturers create a packaging solution that fits your needs and budget. Located at 400 Alexander Drive in Owatonna, Minnesota. Give us a call at 507-455-2893. Look us up at foamcraftpackaging.com.
Midwest Collision. You bend them, we bend them. Midwest Collision.
If you have a vehicle accident, go with the pros. Midwest Collision in Faribault. Bob and his staff of experienced painters and body men have over 40 years of experience. Midwest Collision's paint matching capabilities and perfectly aligned body panels will make you forget an accident even happened. Call 507-332-2434. You bend them, we mend them.
Midwest Collision. You bend them.
New for the 2026 season at the Fairmont Raceway, all youth in attendance will get a chance to register to win a four-wheeler that will be given away the final night of the season. How cool is that? So make sure you grab the kids, the wife, grandpa, and grandma and head on over to the Fairmont Raceway starting Friday, May 1st. It's sure to be an action-packed season. Grandstands open at 5:30. Hot laps start at 7:15. We hope to see all of you at the Fairmont Raceway.
Here's one of the most incredible lubricating products ever made, Justice Brothers JB80. It's twice as good at lubricating just about everything around the home, shop, and your car. JB80 has a penetrating action that goes straight to the problem areas and even the tightest places. Try JB80, the incredible spray lubricant that's twice as good. And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back.
See our display at Runnings.
Tell them Ed Justice Jr. sent you.
Welcome back here on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by Cole Queensland from Deer Creek Speedway. And Cole, you had a busy off season. When fans get to the track this year, they're going to see some new construction on the tower and concession stand.
A project we didn't think would be near the scale that it was. We were hoping to have it kind of contained mainly in the fall, is turned into a larger one to where we're just now wrapping up, and we're pretty excited about it. The old tower we had was getting fairly old and needed some updating. So there's a new tower along with concession stand, and we're going to have a full bar at it too. So it'll be a change. It's unique, built out of shipping containers, and the way we got them stacked up and structured, you wouldn't know it from the inside, but they worked out very well.
The opener, Saturday, April 25th. What classes will fans get to watch at Deer Creek Speedway this season?
We got the same lineup of weekly cars coming in with the U.S. Area Hobby Stocks, B-Mods, Stock Cars, and Modifieds. We got the same weekly lineup coming back with them four classes.
This has now become a tradition. Memorial Day weekend, the USMTS Southern Minnesota Spring Challenge. What a great way to kick off the year.
Yeah, that's always a great event to start early in the season with, because it kicks off. The USMTS guys come in, and if you've seen them, they put on a great show. If you haven't seen them, you're missing out. You need to get out here and see it, because we got a lot of local talent now that has stepped up to the ranks and traveled around with them guys nationally and chased that throughout the years. I believe it was in 2024, Jim Chisholm was the national champion with it. And now we got Brandon Davis jumped on board with him chasing as well, along with AJ Hoff and Joe Chisholm here for a weekly regulars, we like to still call them, but they are on tour now with USMTS.
Something brand new on the Deer Creek Speedway schedule, Saturday night, June 20th, NTPA tractor pull, and the ground will be pounding.
The ground will be pounding for that event. It's been one we've talked about for a couple of years now, trying to bring in, and just the logistics of how do we do it at a racetrack, you know, with the banking and different things. We got some great people helping us out with it that are in the tractor pulling industry, and we're excited for that one. There's going to be 5 classes. 3 of them will be tractors, 2 of them will be the pickups. It's going to be a unique thing here at the Speedway, and we're pretty excited kind of spinning it a little bit to an entertainment facility as well.
4th of July weekend, your destination should be Deer Creek Speedway. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you can camp, you can get your tickets, you can have 3 days of racing excitement all in one place.
Yes, that's going to be the biggest weekend of the year. We're excited to have the World of Outlaw Late Models back once again. They're going to be charging for that $40,000 grand prize Saturday night. The other two nights qualifying for that. New this year is we're bringing in the Tri-State Late Model Series to be the support class for all 3 nights, along with the USRA Modifieds will be here on Saturday as well. Traditional class at the event, we didn't want to get rid of that completely, but just brought them down to Saturday, turning it into a big late model event with the addition of the Tri-State Late Models.
Saturday, July 18th, it's a chance to bring brand new fans into the track. Tasseldega Nights, brought to you by your local corn growers.
That's a great event there, and you know, what better thing than free event? You know, grandstands are completely free that night. Pack the cars, bring the family, bring the friends. Come on out, see what we're all about. It's a cool atmosphere because we don't get to see the stands that full very often. You know, the big specials we get to, but the weekly racing, these weekly drivers don't get to race in front of crowds like that very often. And that's a pretty good treat for them guys to see it. And we can't thank the local area county corn growers associations that get on board to make it possible, along with all the supporting businesses too.
Saturday night, August 29th, is championship night, and also you do the banquet right at the track.
Yes, last season we did a banquet at the track. We're still up in the air if that's going to be the case or not, but it did work very well. It was awesome to see the guys run for the championship right on the track. We did the trophies right down on the front stretch. All the fans got to see it. The pictures were all taken right down there with the cars. You know, it was actually unique. It was cool to see the drivers right in uniform, get to interview them all. The fans that are here got to see it all. So very unique. I thought it worked very well. We're considering doing that same thing again on championship night.
Labor Day weekend, the Tri-State Late Models return to the track.
Kind of their first standalone special event, and we've been working with Michael Gross and the crew there at Tri-State. They've been a great partnership to start, and we're excited for that one as well. As he didn't race weekly with us last year, but up until last year, JT Wasman is kind of one to look at that event. He was a rookie in the late models with them last year, won their Rookie of the Year, and won the Tri-State Series Championship as well. So we're excited to bring that back, showcase more of our local talent that's made it out to a regional level.
Saturday night, September 19th, Andy Altenberg with Altenberg Construction brings the Stock Car Nationals back to Deer Creek Speedway.
Them stock cars and hobby stocks that night put on a great, great show. You know, they're racing the stock cars for $10,000 to win. They don't get to do that very often. And the quality of competition that is at the event, you know, the who's who of stock car drivers are here competing for that. And it has turned into one of the, you know, biggest stock car paying events. And I would say we're working on the prestige of it, and I think it's getting there now that it's one they want to claim. It's a driver's race. It's a friendly race for the competitors, and they're seeing that, and that's what's attracting more and more of them and making that such a fun event.
The biggest race and the biggest fall party, the Featherlight Jamboree, returns September 24th through the 26th.
A great way to close out the season, bringing in the USMTS Modifieds again for another great 3 days of racing. That one there is definitely a marquee one that's been on everybody's calendars, a modified racer across the country. They're gunning for, I believe it's $12,000 on Saturday night. Last year we had the addition of the stock cars and hobby stocks to it, which really helped the event. You know, kind of the atmosphere was really back to the good old Jamboree days, and the USRB mods are here as well. So it is a fun 3-day event.
Cole, if they'd like more information on Deer Creek Speedway or to get some of their event tickets right now, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, follow us on Facebook. We keep that updated quite regular. Most up-to-date stuff will be on Facebook. You can go to our website as well, deercreekspeedway.com. All the tickets can be found through the website, along with, we switched this year to My Race Pass ticketing. So on the right on the My Race Pass app, you can get your tickets while you're at the racetrack, on your way to the racetrack. Anytime, the tickets are available on the My Race Pass app as well.
Cole, thanks for your time, and thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Thanks, Clay, and I really appreciate it.
Race fans, while you're here in Knoxville, be sure to visit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. On race nights, we're open until the races are over, and you can find the latest sprint car apparel, books, and merchandise inside the museum store. Mark your calendar for Saturday, May 30th, for the 36th National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction banquet right here in Knoxville. Tickets are on sale now in the museum store, and we'll see you at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum.
The definition of a race, a competition between two vehicles to see which is the fastest from point A to point B. Do you need it to be the fastest in a quarter mile, hold together with a big shot of nitrous, or last for 30 laps on an oval? If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service. We've been building engines for winners for over 50 years. Stop by and see us in Rochester today at 2915 20th Street Southeast, or call us at 507-282-5586. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Batwing Chassis began like many other famous racing entities from a two-car garage in the small town of Ellendale. It all started with a group of friends racing their hand-built mini race cars on a homemade dirt track in southern Minnesota. The mini mods were creating a buzz as more and more drivers wanted to join the fast, affordable fun. In 2010, Nathan Kilwine founded Batwing Chassis. Today, Batwing Chassis continues to assemble precision, jig-built race cars for the Black Iron Manufacturing Outlaw Mini Mod Series. Drivers and fans can follow along by checking out Batwing Chassis.com. Fast, affordable fun. Batwingchassis.com.
Anderson Enterprises have changed their name. Velocity's Inland Center is your racer-owned local provider of apparel and promotional products. Velocity's German-engineered 10-color screen printing machine will make your shirts pop. The screen printer can pump out 300 shirts per hour while maintaining meticulous quality. Screen printing, embroidery, signs, decals, wraps, and banners. Contact Velocity's at 507-351-9000. Mention this Dirt Show ad and get 10% off your next order.
Shevlin Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Shevlin Enterprises also specializes in roll-offs and dumpsters. 2, 4, and 6-yard dumpsters for those smaller jobs, or 10, 15, 20, and 30-yard dumpsters for those big jobs. Contact Chris and his staff today for small-town service at a small-town price. 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Terrain changes, season change, but Honda ATVs, they show up ready. The 2026 4-Trax Rancher, Foreman, and Rubicon are back, just as reliable as ever. With available 4-wheel drive, automatic DCT, and independent rear suspension on select models, there's a Honda built for how you ride. Visit Primble's Cycle Center in Austin today and count on Honda to get it done. For your safety, read the owner's manual and always wear a helmet and eye protection. Honda ATVs are for riders 16 and older. Primble's Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Welcome back here on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by Kevin Long, promoter at Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, Iowa. And Kevin, you don't really have an off season because literally when the track closed last summer, you were right into track improvements, getting things ready for 2026.
When the track closed last year, we started track prepping a little bit and moving some dirt around on it. Then here in the off season, we got a new concession stand coming around out front. Then we've been working on a schedule and got a few new things coming up on our schedule this year. So yeah, it's been a busy off season for us.
The track kicks off on Thursday night, May 7th, season opener. What classes can fans expect to see this year at Kossuth County Speedway?
On the season opener, the 7th, we will have IMCA Modifieds, IMCA Sport Mods, Stock Cars, Hobby Stocks, and Sport Compacts, all running under the IMCA banner. And then we'll have our two-man cruiser class. And then we got our late model class. And our late models, we changed up a little bit and kind of opened them up a little bit so we can get a few more cars. So they're not the American-made late models now. They're just Kossuth County late models. But we've talked to some other late model drivers in the area and with the changes we can make, and they gave us some ideas, so we're going to move forward with it. And we have two test and tunes coming up, April 26th and May 2nd. We're hoping to dial them in a little bit and get things going.
The second race on your schedule definitely caught my attention when the schedule first came out. Thursday night, May 14th, your regular classes plus the Race Saver Sprint Cars.
Yeah, May 14th will be our first of four nights for the Race Saver Sprints. They went over real good last year for us, so we're going to run them four nights this year. We got added money to the purse money from the Dirt Show here, and we want to say thank you to that. We're going to up the ante a little bit for them on that one. Then we got them again on May 28th, and then we come back with our fair race. We're going to run them as part of our fair, and then we're going to put them in on season championship night.
Another thing that you do well is fan appreciation night. For a Thursday night track, Kossuth County Speedway has some very avid fans, and that place is usually packed when we're down there.
Yeah, we have a pretty good fan base that still comes out on Thursday night, and they like to come out and get something to eat, get something to drink, and cheer for their drivers out there. And fan appreciation night, I'm sure we're going to do something. We just haven't got that far. I haven't sat down with Kim and Melissa to see what we're going to do yet, but we'll come up with something good for the fans that night, because we couldn't be doing any of this without the fans that we get to support us each week.
You look at your month of June, Bex Hybrid Stock Car Special June 4th, Scott Cook Memorial June 11th, the Outlaw Mini Mods June 18th, and a late model special on June 25th. There's something for every fan.
Yeah, June's kicks off a busy part of the year for us. Stock Car Show, that should be a real good one there. Our friends with Bex Hybrid will be back in for that. Then Scott Cook Memorial, the One Eye Nationals, that's a sport mod special, and a lot of the fellow contractors in the Algona area, Scott was a contractor for many years. A lot of them kick together and usually come up with a pretty good purse for us on that. And then we turn our attention to the Outlaw Mini Mods. They come in, they put on a pretty good show. We usually have a fair amount of cars. And then 25th, we're going to do our version of late models, hopefully be able to pick up a couple other ones. And that's going to be part of Hawaiian night. So if you got a Hawaiian shirt or something, bring it on down and you'll fit right in with us.
July, you kick it off with two memorial races, one on July 9th, one on July 16th, and both of those lead right into Salute to Veterans Night on July 23rd, which is always a big deal.
We're going to race on July 2nd there, celebrate the United States birthday there, 250 years. We got the Brady Becker Modified Special coming up after that, his memorial race. And then the 16th is kind of an action-packed night for us. We got the Jeff Weishauer Memorial, the Hobby Stock Special. And then top of that, we do Christmas in July. We should have Santa Claus again this year. And then Brooke Fett, Alex's wife, she does our kids' backpack, and we'll do the giveaway there. And then on the 23rd, we got four classes coming to town. That's going to be the mods, the stocks, the sport mods, and the hobbies for the Salute to Veterans race. And that's always number two in the series for that. And then they'll wind up at Boone. They start out in Spencer the night before. So that's always a big race, and it's an honor to be able to be a part of that. And then on July 30th, we have Drivers Appreciation Night and Marilyn Wickman Memorial. And if you were around the racetrack last year, Marilyn Wickman is the mother and grandmother of a lot of our drivers down here. And she passed away while her grandson was taking the checkers in the hobby feature that night. So it was a pretty emotional night. We're going to have a memorial race for her.
Kossuth County Speedway races through August, August 6th, August 13th, August 20th. You have the fair races, plus you have the sprint cars back and the Jake Long Memorial. There's always something great going on Thursday night at Kossuth County Speedway.
Yeah, 8-6 will be our Kossuth County Fair, and that's the Hovind Gay Memorial, Copen Memorial, and Harkin Memorial race, all three of them in there. And we're going to bring the sprint cars in for that show. Then the following week, we're part of the Western Iowa Area Modified Series and Shot Snyder Memorial. So that's the first time we've been a part of the series. So we're looking forward to that. And then the 20th, it will be season championships. It will be the Jake Long Memorial, like you said, and we'll crown champions in all our classes that night.
Kevin, how can they find out more about Kossuth County Speedway and all of the upcoming races?
Well, for one, give me a call, 298-1288, or you can hit me up on the Kossuth County Speedway Facebook page. We try to get back to it. It gets pretty hectic sometimes, but we try to get back, message me, whatever, and we'll get to you as quick as we can on stuff. We're looking forward to a good year. We've been talking to some people, and we think we got a good field of drivers coming in this year, so it should be exciting. We do have something new for the kids up in the grandstand, though. This year, we're going to offer a birthday package. So if you have a child that's 12 and under that wants to have a birthday, they can invite five of their friends, and mom and dad get in along with all the kids. And we're going to have a special in the concession stand for them. And we're going to let them meet their favorite driver, get a picture taken with them, and give them a copy to frame it. And then we're going to let them do trophies for the features, like winners and stuff that night, hand them out with Logan, our flagman. So it should be a lot of fun for the kids that night.
Kevin, thanks for all you do. Thanks for being a track promoter. The hours you guys put in behind the scenes with the rest of your staff is amazing. And thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Well, thank you for having me on. And, you know, the drivers and the teams, they put a lot of effort into their cars, you know, for the few minutes a night they get to run them. So it's only fair that we try to do the same for them. And we appreciate everything you do for the sport. And we'll talk to you this summer.
Ever dreamed of a replica of your race car? VT's 3D Prints are a local business designing and printing custom 3D mini replicas of race cars. This is a unique way for racers and race enthusiasts to showcase their favorite race cars. VT's 3D Prints also creates championship trophies and custom cars for banquets and special occasions. See VT's 3D Prints on Facebook or call Dylan at 605-261-0197. For a gift that they will never forget.
Altenburg Construction, backed by over 30 years of experience, is well known for slat replacement. Altenburg Construction now offers the slat vision inspection system to help their customers determine when they should plan for a capital cost. Altenburg Construction also added a new demolition shredder that can take care of any old structures or farm sites, making way for a fresh start. See AltenburgConstruction.com. Or call 888-435-2210.
Bulldog Coatings. Let Bulldog protect and restore your floors. Transform your old garage floor with a local family-owned Bulldog Pros. Beautiful coatings, longevity. Trust the experts, we make it so easy. Affordable solutions, you can't go wrong. See BulldogCoatingsMN.com. Bulldog Coatings. Let Bulldog protect and restore your floors.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Corey Lundy, manager of the Sioux Falls, South Dakota Napa Auto Parts stores. And Corey, right now is the perfect time for those lawn, garden, marine, and RV batteries to be on sale as everybody gets things out of storage and ready to go for the season.
Yeah, it is, actually. We've got all the lawn and garden, the marine batteries for all of everybody getting ready to go camping, getting their lawnmowers out, getting them running. We're stocked up, ready to go. Right now, we're running a 10% off on those batteries.
Rain-X wiper blades are on sale at Napa. The nice thing about stopping into your Napa store, it is the right blade for your vehicle, and actually the stores will install them for you if you don't know how.
Any vehicle that comes in here, we will install the wiper blades for you. We are fully stocked up on all the Rain-X Latitudes, truck and SUV Rain-X. We do have them on sale as low as $11 a pair or $15 a pair.
5-quart jugs of Valvoline on sale right now at your local Napa stores. And also on the heavy duty side, 55-gallon drums of DEF fluid are on sale through April 30th for the farmers.
We got the 2.5-gallon jugs of DEF. We got 55s, and we do for those larger fleet vehicles and farms. We also have the 330-gallon drums of DEF. So as far as the farmers, we can pretty much tackle any task that you may have.
Spring is an incredibly busy time of the season, so call into your local Napa store. Pick it up in 30 minutes right at the store. Your parts will be waiting for you.
Yes, indeed. We will have them ready for you. We do have our new warehouse that we just opened up. So if we don't have it here, we can have it back here within a very short time. And we have a lot of inventory to take care of you.
Corey, thanks for all you do servicing your customers in the Sioux Falls, South Dakota area. And thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Thank you. Extreme.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
At Zach Sales and Service, we're proud to offer the CM Truck Bed lineup. So if that old reliable pickup of yours is in need of a different box, look no further than Zach Sales and Service. With over 100 beds in stock, we're bound to have what you need. Our schedule is open to get installation done within 10 days. So if that farm truck, contractor truck, or just your beat-around truck is in need of a truck bed, give us a call today and schedule your installation. Beds in stock start off at $4,000. Remember, at Zach's, we service everything we sell.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at bpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
For the past 54 years, the Mizgan family has been making an impact on our planet. Hi, this is Jim Mizgan from Mizgan Auto Parts. We started our business back in 1972. Can you imagine what our planet would look like today if we didn't choose to recycle? When you need quality used parts, engines, transmissions, or if you want to recycle an old vehicle or even a pile of scrap, contact us at Mizgan Auto Parts, 507-684-2100. And now, even more than ever, recycle we must, and in God we trust.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.